Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today from the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, another step along the path to an approved coronavirus vaccine. The FDA released its analysis of the vaccine developed by Pfizer and its partner BioNTech, affirming that two doses of the vaccine are 95% effective against the disease and finding no serious safety concerns, all of which could pave the way to emergency authorization by the end of the week. NPR's science desk correspondent Richard Harris is here. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. And as you know, there have been questions about the vaccine's effectiveness and safety and potential side effects. So tell us more about what the FDA found.
Well, it does conclude, as you said, that the vaccine appears to be safe and effective with noticeable but tolerable side effects. The basics of this report really have come out gradually in press releases, so there are no real big reveals here. But the documents have a lot of important details. For example, a lot of data about how people's immune systems have responded to the vaccine and about those side effects. Suffice it to say, a lot of people will have some reaction, ranging from fatigue to headache to malaise that lingers for a day or so. But Pfizer reported no really serious side effects from its study, and that involved more than 40,000 people.
Yeah. So how did the FDA arrive at its conclusion?
Well, the FDA has essentially been reviewing documentation provided by Pfizer, which has done a lot of lab work, followed by a lot of studies in people, starting with some basic safety tests and eventually building up to that huge study I mentioned involving more than 40,000 people. Now, the drug company submitted its application on November 30th, but of course the FDA has been closely tracking the progress of this vaccine for quite a while.
Yeah. And we've seen really ambitious timelines for the vaccine rollout. Some are predicting approval by the end of this week. But there have been concerns about that speed and the 2 months of side effect data, you know, that it's kind of short. How likely is approval this week or the next in the U.S.?
Well, I think it's actually likely to happen really soon, presuming that the this advisory committee that's meeting later in the week agrees with this detail. So, you know, this is not the final word. This report was actually prepared to be presented to this advisory committee. And the advisory committee is a bunch of academics who will sit down and review all of this. And if they give the thumbs up, the FDA doesn't have to say, yes, we're going to go with this. But the FDA often does. And, of course, they've been anticipating this for quite a while. All the people working on the supply chain have been anticipating this for quite a while. So approval really could come, you know, anytime after this meeting. The FDA usually wants to spend some time to review what the advisory committee says and so on. So it probably wouldn't happen tomorrow, you know, Thursday night or whatever, but it could happen rather rapidly.
And by the way, there are skeptics. Who sits on that committee that's convened
this
week?
Yeah, the committee is mostly academic scientists, or about two dozen of them. There are a few people from like the CDC and the National Institutes of Health, but mostly it's these vaccine experts from academia who have long records of, you know, credible work in this field. And really they're being chosen because they're so independent of the FDA. They're an independent voice is the idea. And part of it, the reason, of course, is not only to double check the FDA, but to build confidence in the process.
Yeah. The U.S. has purchased 100 million doses of the vaccine. But as a reminder, it's a two-dose regimen, so that covers just 50 million people. Pfizer is saying it won't be able to supply more till June or July of next year. And there are reports that the Trump administration passed on a deal to buy more of the Pfizer vaccine over the summer. The Trump administration has said that, in fact, they bought from different vaccine companies. Mm-hmm. But does this supply crunch mean most Americans will have to wait really until well into 2021, even with this aggressive approval process we're watching?
Yeah, well, it has been evident for quite a while that getting the vaccine out to all Americans will take many months. Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health had said people at the lowest risk and therefore sort of at the end of the line might have to wait till June or July. So that's really no surprise at all. And, you know, as you say, that's because the supply has been an issue. But Pfizer really is not the only game in town. Moderna, another company, will go through a similar FDA review just next week. And that company has earmarked 100 million doses of vaccines for Americans. And there are also a bunch of other vaccines in the pipeline, including one from Johnson & Johnson and another from AstraZeneca. Now, the data from the Johnson & Johnson trial could come out in January. And if that turns out, that vaccine turns out to work, it could be done with a single dose. And that's what the company hopes it will be. And if that's the case, you know, that could really bolster supplies for another 100 million Americans. But you're right, there are still a lot of questions about supply and timing here.
Yeah. We only have a few seconds, but this is emergency use that it's being evaluated for. Does it have to have more studies for full approval?
Well, more studies are absolutely underway right now. But the emergency use will hold for quite a while.
Richard Harris, correspondent for NPR's Science Desk. Richard, thank you so much.
Sure, Robin. Good to be with you.